you tell a story with your launch. This is the timeline. Here's tension. And as you're going along, the tension's building up, just like in any story, in any novel, or any movie. The tension's building up, building up, building up. And then you usually have a few little jags, and then right on launch day, you give them the opportunity to all of a sudden to buy your product, and that's where the tension release is. This is very, very powerful. Stories are the most incredible way to communicate with people, and you're basically turning your product release, or your business release, your launch, into a story. How do you do that? Well, that's all about turning it into an event, but you do it by creating sequences. You know, we've all visited long sales letters on websites, right? You know, where you hit that page and you see that little scroll bar over on the side, and it starts like that, and it starts getting like this and like this, and you know, all of a sudden you got like a 70-page sales letter loaded. And you know, if you guys, you know, you probably read every word on all those sales letters, right? No, right? Well, none of us ever read any of those sales letters, right? But you're trying to sell your products through sales letters, right? Your people are different, right? The people hitting your site, they're different. They read the entire thing, right? Right? No, they don't. They're not reading any of it. They'll see the headline, might read half the headline, they'll skip down to the bottom and look how much it costs, right? Right. Anyone different? Anyone have a different experience? You think your people are different? No, they aren't. So what you do, what if you took that big long sales letter that's this long that no one reads and turned it sideways and made this your timeline and start off with your headline at the beginning, 2 or 3 weeks before you even start to talk about selling a product? Now you've got them hooked into your stuff, because it's funny. I love copy. I really love writing copy. I'm pretty good at it. But right now, I can't even think of one of the most, what's a really classic headline that makes you groan when you see it? Oh, they laughed, right? They laughed when I sat down at the piano. Okay, so if you took that, and instead of saying in big red print, they laughed when I sat down at the piano, if you started three or four weeks out and you said, you know, I'm going to turn to guitar instead of piano. You know, I've never been a musician at all. And in fact, you know, I thought at my age, there's just no way I could ever learn to play an instrument because I've never played anything. And I did actually try to play the trumpet back in fourth grade, but like I made it like 1 week and then I quit because it was so frustrating. So I just always thought being a musician was some magical skill that people were just born with. And but for some pretty weird reasons, I actually picked up a guitar and started trying to play it. This is about 3 or 4 months ago, I picked up the guitar and started trying to play it. And It was sort of frustrating. My fingers got really sore, but then I actually stumbled onto this one little thing, because over my life, I've actually learned how to teach myself really quickly. And I thought I'd try applying that. You know, it's normally like with business stuff, I've been able to teach myself quickly. But you know what? I thought maybe I'll just try all these this like secret thing that I learned, and I thought I'd try it on myself with guitar. I thought I'd trick myself into learning to play guitar. I thought there's no chance it's ever going to work, right? Well, lo and behold, like 4 weeks later, I knew like 6 songs. It was incredible. And I'm still no virtuoso. I'm still just like you. You know, it still comes slowly, but all of a sudden I can see measurable progress where I'm picking up a new song like every 2 days. Now, I decided that it was just a little silly for me to be sitting in my basement and, you know, working on these songs and getting better without sharing it with anyone. So I think what I've decided to do is it's really hokey, because I got this silly little camera, and I don't even have a tripod. I had to stick it up on a bunch of books. Whoa. I actually had to, like, set it up on top of a bunch of books and reach over and press the recording button, so there's not even, like, a cameraman, and the sound's not that great. But I realized I've learned a way to not just teach myself and trick myself into all of a sudden learning songs, but I think I can help you trick yourself into learning to play these songs. So what I'm going to do over the next few weeks is I'm going to release some of these videos to you. And so just opt in on this page. If you look around, there's like a subscription box, and go ahead and put your name and address in there. And I'll send you out these videos as soon as I got the first one done already, so I'll send you that right away. But over the next few weeks, I'll keep on sending you a few more. Did that sound compelling at all if you were like interested in playing guitar? Do you see how that might be more believable and authentic and interesting than hitting a long-form sales letter that says they laughed when I tried to play guitar? Right? I mean, did that work at all, do you think? I mean, do you think I could get people to opt in with, like, I am trying to learn to play guitar, and I'm absolutely pathetic, and I haven't learned how to trick myself into that. But if I had, hypothetically speaking, do you think I could get people to opt in on that page? And do you think if I gave them that first video and it actually had a sort of cool trick, and then a week later I gave them another video and they had a sort of cool trick, and then I said, hey folks, I'm getting lots of great feedback on this. This is incredible. I think, you know, people really want a ton of this, a ton more of this. They want to learn how to play all these songs. They want the next Super Ninja 2000 annihilation method that I just picked up you can teach yourself to play a song in like 4 seconds. I think I'm going to do that, but frankly, I'm going to have to like get a better camera for that, and I'm probably going to have to pay like my brother-in-law to like film it, and it's probably going to be long enough where I'm going to have to put it on a DVD. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to like put together one of those fancy DVD things. Actually, it's not going to be fancy because you can see like how I do things, but it is going to have my super secret sauce that where you can trick yourself into learning to play guitar, and I think I'm going to be releasing that. You know, as soon as I figure out, this is all real complicated stuff, but as soon as I figure it out, I'm going to release it. And if you're interested, if you think you might be interested, could you go fill out this survey or could you go fill out this form and tell me what I really should concentrate on teaching you? And then you think people would go fill something like that out? Yeah. Now, I mean, this is all hypothetical because, like I said, I can't play guitar. I mean, every one of you has something to share with the world, right? Where you really do know that secret sauce, right? And if you took that same, what I just spoke, and you put whatever you want in there instead of guitar in the Annihilation Method Super Ninja 2000, you could do the same thing. In the last couple of days, I just did a workshop there's about 20 or 30 of us in there, where I basically showed them how to spin those stories. And when I say spin those stories, I don't want it to have a negative connotation because you're basically telling your story. And the more authentic you can be and the more truthful you are in that story, the more powerful you are. In fact, Frank Kern this afternoon is going to be talking exactly about that. If you're not completely in alignment with your story, you're not going to be able to tell it in a convincing fashion. But these guys, can I have the people that stood up, the people in the workshop for the last couple days stand up? Now, you guys, so what I just spoke there about learning guitar, we went through and workshopped, hot-seated pretty much every one of their businesses. And that, do you think, now, is that story I just heard about, you heard from me about, is that similar to, did you hear any of that stuff, you know, similar stories? I basically took that same story and I gave it to every single one of these guys for their business. And I invite you to ask these guys because that, you might be thinking, Jeff's up there speaking just like a weirdo, just nonsense stuff. What's this Super Ninja Annihilation guitar stuff? Ask these guys, thanks a lot, you can sit down. Ask them how they saw how you can apply this to any business. We had people that were talking about, you know, picking up women with business here. We had people that were doing business consultation. We had people that were doing adventure travel over in Hungary. We had people that were teaching pastors how to convert more of their first-time visitors to members of the church. And these type of stories and this way of getting people involved works for every single one of those. And they're going to go home. They've already got their story thing planned out. So I am really, really, really far behind on this thing. But is this getting through to you? Does that just sound like left field, like you couldn't do something like that? Take that headline and put it at the beginning and make a promise and then deliver some free, good content along the way. And then all of a sudden, what you do is you're building them up. You're indoctrinating them. I was just spent a couple days with Frank Kern. He uses all these evil-sounding words to make it sound cool, you know, indoctrinating. But you get people sucked into your marketing, and you're telling them that story, and you're going through, and you're giving them free stuff, and they're liking you, And then all of a sudden, like, so like, what could possibly be like an objection to learning to play guitar? Well, I'll tell, like, you know, your right hand, you're not quick enough. Your left hand, you don't have good rhythm. You can't read music. You can't tune your guitar. That's a big one, can't tune your guitar. So what you do is that, remember how I'd send them to the survey to ask about this stuff, right? So when they go to that survey and they're telling you what they want to learn, and so say, like, you know, they're going through the survey, which is all real free and easy. Just do it at surveymonkey.com. That's a free service, surveymonkey.com. You send them there, they take the survey, and it's like, what do you really need to know, to learn about playing guitar? It's basically what you ask them. If you could sit down with me, you know, the guy who just went from not being able to play guitar to being able to play 6 songs in 4 weeks, I'm a beginner just like you are, but I just figured out this super secret annihilation method to trick myself into playing guitar. If you could sit down with me and, like, have a beer with me or have a coffee with me or go out to lunch with me, what would be, like, the first thing you'd want to ask me about this? And so say, like, you know, 20% of the people said, well, that sounds really cool, but I really want to know how to tune my guitar. So what's your next video about then? Okay, but what is that? What is that when they're telling you they want to learn? What they're doing is it's an objection. They're telling you what their objection, when you go down the road to sell this thing, their questions are really objections. So, okay, that's an objection, is learn how to play guitar. I mean, learn how to tune your guitar. So what's your next video about? It's a video that shows exactly how easy it is to tune the guitar, okay? And now say it was actually like rhythm with your right hand on the guitar, right? And so that was another one. They said, you know, I could play, but my rhythm is completely off with my right hand. So then the next video would be, you know, a lot of people are really wondering about their right hand and getting the rhythm right on the guitar. And it's sort of interesting because that was one of the first things I had to trick myself about. But the deal is like, I showed this to 3 friends of mine, and literally within like 37 seconds, they all like fixed their rhythm instantly. And it's really cool. In fact, that's what I actually just filmed the session on that that's going to go in my course on getting your right hand rhythm nailed down. And it's really cool. In fact, I actually filmed these guys, me teaching these guys, and how they got those instant results. And I'm exaggerating all this to be funny, to try to be funny. But I, you know, so don't let that cloud what you're looking at. This stuff works, and it works really, really well. In fact, it's sort of like that Spider-Man thing: with great power comes great responsibility. Because this stuff, you're going to be able to sell tons of your stuff using these launch techniques. And you really, like I said, it has to be a good product, and it has to be done ethically.